You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Holly Kernan, here with my co-host Martina Castro for this special hour-long edition where we're taking you all over the Bay.
Since we've been talking about where people are from, let's mention Oakland's Pulitzer Prize-winning author Michael Chabon, who just wrote a whole novel about his adopted hometown.
Oakland is a great city. It has always suffered from the disadvantage of being across the bay from its more glamorous sister, San Francisco. But anybody who knows Oakland, who's lived in Oakland, knows what a congenial and what a remarkably diverse place it is.
That's Chabon talking on WNYC about his new novel, Telegraph Avenue. It's the story of Brokeland Records, an independent record store that's kind of a hangout for local music junkies.
Well, the fictitious Brokeland is based on the real-life Berrigan's, which closed in 2002. It was run by Berrigan Taylor, a lifelong record collector and still one of the Bay Area's biggest jazz enthusiasts. As in, he could probably name every musician on every jazz recording you have ever heard. Seriously.
I'm one of the few people I've ever met that when I hear something, I play it like 10 times in a row. Right? Over and over and over and over again. Or as soon as I get in the car, I take it with me and I listen to it on the way somewhere. And then when I get home, I stick it in the computer and I listen to it on the computer. Right? I mean, because when I like it, I really like it. I mean, to the point where I want to memorize it.
Berrigan Taylor dropped by KALW to tell executive editor and fellow jazz fan Ben Trefney about the story behind this little record shop in Oakland.
Now, that shop on Claremont, that really was a meeting place. I mean, it was not unusual at all for there to be five or six people that were good friends of mine that would basically be sitting around on bar stools or on a little sofa I had in there. And we would be just talking about stuff with music in the background, and we'd be interrupted every once in a while by a customer.
Those stores, they're not around as much anymore.
No. Well,
tell me about the difference between, you know, then, and that wasn't even that long ago.
No,
Berrigan's. I mean, so what, tell me about the like kind of heyday of independent stores and people who you knew a little bit, and then the difference between then and now.
Well, I have to say, at the time that Berrigan's on Claremont Avenue was active, between, say, 91 through 2002, we had a unique situation where there were four used record stores within essentially walking distance of one another. So there were two used jazz stores. There was DBA Brown, who was my ex-partner, who had quite a few jazz records, but he really spread out. And then there was a shop on College Avenue in Rock Ridge called Saturn Records. And we were all friends. I mean, I'm not saying we were tight, but we were friends and friendly. And we became a place in the East Bay where we could draw customers, where if you just had a single record store somewhere and you were trying to draw people from San Mateo or from San Jose even, or certainly from San Francisco, you could see people look at each other and they go, wow, do we want to go all the way over across the bridge to one of the stores on Telegraph Avenue? But if there was four stores that you could go to, well, then I had basically record tourists from San Francisco coming every Saturday that were like clockwork, and they would hit all four stores. And then they'd maybe hop over to Telegraph Avenue if they could find parking and go to one of the shops up there, Rasputin's and or Amoeba. Of course, it's in decline, as the music and book business is, at least in a bricks and mortar situation.